Well, guys,
you can't start a football game off the way we started it off and expect for very good results. And obviously that's something we got to get corrected. And it happened. It's correctable. But we sure can't let those kinds of things happen. And, you know, it's football.
Mike kind of indicated it was a combination, you know, bad location, bad leverage. Was it just a perfect storm?
Well, yes, it was, really. I mean, the kick wasn't where it needed to be, which, you know, Mason will be the first to tell you. Number one, we get a guy that, you know, gets out of his lane and gets thrown down into another guy who knocks him out of his lane. So we got two guys out of the lanes, and then we get guys that don't come across the other blockers. And in the National Football League, it's bad enough to, you know, when you have one mistake like that, let alone two or three, and obviously they all hit, and that's why it turned out the way it did.
Where should that ball have gone to him? What is his aiming point? Is it the numbers of the sideline even further?
No, he was coming right up. The play was coming right towards where they knocked the guy inside.
And on Mason's kick, in a perfect world, Mason's kick lands where?
Well, you'd like to have it out there by the numbers. You know, and plus it wasn't, you know, wasn't quite as high as, you know, the hang time wasn't as, you know, like you have it. But you know, that happens. Like I told the kickoff team, I mean, guys, you know, Tiger Woods would put them in the woods once in a while. I mean, that just happens. You guys got to cover. It doesn't matter where that ball goes, you know. And we've worked enough on that because – and I don't know any kickers that put it exactly where they want to put it every single time. It just doesn't happen, and it just happened at this particular time when, you know, we didn't cover it the way we got to cover it.
The second one come out then at 61 yards.
It was very, very similar. The same thing. Once again, we were making changes and moving people around, and we got people that didn't fit it right. That one was really, I mean, once again, a return that they'd run two other times this year. We worked on it in practice, and all we got to do is fit the thing right, there's nothing there. But as I said, in kickoff returns and kickoff coverages, I mean, it's usually not a big issue or not a big mistake that's made when the big ones happen like that.
Ron, I'm sorry if I should understand this better, but it just happened to be when you ran with four guys on the one side and six on the other.
That was what it looked like. But that's not really what it was, because really what it was five and five. Even though we had four guys, I don't want to get into the scheme what we were doing, but it was five and five. In other words, for them to count. In fact, you know, they actually miscounted a guy, miscounted and got in somebody else's way.
So Ha-Ha is the one the one that comes around from the
strong. Whether he started where he started or he started out there on the, I mean, it's immaterial. Everybody else is doing the same thing.
So Whitehead, did he get blocked in the Fackrell, or did he just get out of his lane and collide with them? I couldn't tell from
that. Oh, both.
What did you see, if anything, on the missed field goal for Mason?
Well, I think same thing. I mean, you know, Jake might have been off the spot just a little bit, and first thing Mason told me is, I got to make that. You know, he knows it, and he was frustrated. But I think one of the great things about Mason is he settles down and, you know, came back and did, you know, and if you looked at his kicks in the second half, he kicked off well and put the kicks, you know, did a great job there and then made the other kicks that he needed to make.
Would he have been able to kick out of the end zone consistently if you wanted him to? I mean,
I don't know, out of the end zone. He's going to put it deep in the end zone. Depends on the winds. And when we were going south, you had a little better chance of getting out of the end zone than going north. If you noticed, you know, when they kicked south, they kicked it deep, and when they kicked it north, they kicked. It was usually coming down short.
With a young kickoff team, do you have to worry about, I don't say lack of confidence, but, you know, because they have struggled a bit this year, do you have to worry about them? Maybe it's lack of confidence or slowing down and thinking the way through.
Well, you know, we've had so many moving parts. I think that's the thing. And I always tell them, you don't come out the womb covering kicks. That just doesn't happen that way. I mean, you got to cover kicks, and, you know, hopefully you get as much work in the preseason and so forth as you can. And that's what we did in the second half. We went back to our original kickoff group. The heck with this, you know, we went back with our original group minus Ripkowski. And you know, we covered pretty well.
I know he had been hurt for a couple of weeks, but is it a significant loss to not have Banjo's leadership either in the classroom or out on the field?
Well, you know, that's, you know, yeah, obviously, you know, Banjo was a guy that his leadership was big. His, you know, leadership not only on the field but in the locker room as well. But that's the National Football League, and that's, you got to go on. The other guys got to pick up the pace.
Anything else, Coach?
What are you seeing from Shoot in terms of his punts, maybe compared to what he was doing earlier in the year?
Well, you know, he's working on the technique part of it, and I think, you know, three of the four punts were great. You know, and then the one punt there at the end, you know, wasn't as good as it needs to be. And, you know, that's what you're working on. You're working on consistency. And, you know, but it's just like, you know, with any kicker. I mean, you know, it's even different with a punter as opposed to a kicker sometimes, particularly a guy that's got, you know, Jake's not, you know, he's only a second-year player. But he is getting better. He's better than he was when he got here. And I think that's the big thing. He's got to continue to improve and, you know, be the consistency thing. Because when he's on, he's on. He hit some nice balls yesterday.
When you see that, I think earlier on you said you were working on consistency with his drop, maybe. Is that what you're seeing better?
Well, yes, and I think one of the things too is, you know, he's a hard worker. So I mean, obviously, you know, when we film him, he's going to take the time to, you know, to look at it and study it and go over it and you know, which is, you know, what you got to do, and it just becomes a muscle memory thing. And he knew exactly on the last punt what happened, and it, which is, to me, that's a good sign. When they can tell you what happened, then okay, we can correct it. You know, it's when they don't know, or they give you that look of, gosh, I don't know. Then it's like, oh gosh. But you know, Mason, that's why I always, you know, Mason, he'll tell you, hey, this is what happened, and you know, and he's right. He'll correct it. And that's the beauty of having a guy with experience.
Yeah, Ron, it's great that Mason came off the field and said I should have made that kick. I'm just wondering how much margin for error is there with a holder being slightly off the spot, like you mentioned?
Not a lot. You know, it's not a lot. I mean, it was slightly off. I mean, you know, it was, you know, I always say this, you know, with a field goal kicker, he can be the best kicker that there is, but if that snapper doesn't put the ball where it needs to be, if that holder doesn't put the ball where it needs, it's a process. And then, you know, a lot of people, you probably don't even watch a few extra points. I mean, my heart's in my throat every extra point, because you got to worry about protection and what they're doing there. You got the protection, you got the snap, you got the hold. It's not a, even though they say it's a gimme, it's not a gimme.
Because I saw he looked down as soon as he hit it. Looked down, Mason did. Looked down right away.
I don't know. You know, he's not. Mason's not a guy that's going to make excuses.
Should Ty not have dove as hard as he did for the blocked punt there?
Well, we always talk about not leaving your feet. You know, I think we dodged a bullet there for one thing, but the guy actually pushed him a little bit as well. So I'm just glad that they made the call. And they should have made the call when they got on Martinez, holding on him.